A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Hey, before we delve into things, I just want to tell you about our Liverpool streaming service. It is Redmen Plus. Get involved over there for extra Redmen shows in video form, in podcast form. You've got documentaries, features, interviews, and a hell of a lot more besides. If you join as a club legend, you get the Discord chat, you'll get free merchandise and a host of extra bonus perks. It's like Netflix for Liverpool fans. Get over there, get involved. Otherwise, let's face it, you're going to miss out on amazing Liverpool stuff in your life.
Peter, you're having an official good morning. How are you?
Thank you. Good. You?
Oh, not bad at all. Thank you. Can I just check? I mean, obviously, a huge game coming up on Sunday. How is everybody physically, I guess, and mentally? Because it's going to be a big test.
When I met them last time, so they were on a good moment, they were good. And I assume that's still the case. So physically should be fine, mentally should be fine. We won the last game, so why shouldn't we? I would say, nothing to moan about.
Injury-wise, anybody likely to really get no problems from midweek?
We had little nicks in there, hand. No, it should be. The last message I got, and it's now earlier, didn't see them this morning, and a lot of things can happen overnight. But yesterday evening, they were all fine, apart from the players who are out, Thiago and Luis Diaz.
Nobody likely to return
from that group. Joey is obviously, I think, closer, but not close enough.
It's a huge game, not just in England, but globally. Have you got to try and focus very much on the fact that you're after that top four position and take the emotion and the adrenaline out of the occasion for your players, or is that something you have to feel?
Yeah, without emotions would be a sad event, to be honest. I don't think we should try that. Why should we? But it's always about football, and in football you need emotions, but you need all your other skills as well. It's not our first derby, maybe for one or two players, but even for them it's not a first derby, maybe just against United. So, okay, and I was always looking forward to this game. It's the game. United is quite a big club as well, and so always when we face them it's massive, and in the last few years we did quite well, but we know that they are so far play a much better season than us, but that means nothing how we all experienced in the last few years when we played better seasons than Man United. That doesn't mean you just win the game, it just means you have more points, but that's not relevant for this game. It's just that you make sure that you are really ready for it, and that's what we try to be.
They're chasing the four trophies, which of course you were doing the same time last season. Does that help you or hinder you?
How could that help or hinder? I don't know.
Their approach, they're obviously, they come off the back
of I'm not sure that they really do that, but I know the situation that you constantly get asked for it. It's you just want to focus on the next game, and that's in their case, they won the League Cup final, which is a wonderful feeling. But then you realize you have no time to celebrate. You play pretty much a few days later, so you have to be ready again and again and again. that's nothing to do with us. How I said, they do really well this year, and they are where they are. They turned into a result machine. They squeeze results out. They have really good performances, top football. And if it's not going that well, they still get results. So that's why you are there. They are fully, everybody knows it. They are fully in a fight for winning the league. But again, not really important for tomorrow, for Sunday, because we are there as well, and we try to be at our best.
But finally from me, can I just ask you about your role in a lovely little story after the game midweek involving Trent and the young fan and his shirt? I think you spotted the young fan in the crowd and directed Trent in his direction. Just shows you that nice bond between players and the sport.
Yeah, it shows, but I would like to make a massive story of it, but the thing is, that's not the first time. But things like this happen. It's just the first time probably that a camera was on us. So boys very often give shirts to specific supporters. And how it is in life when 10 want the shirt and you have only one, then you make 9 people very unhappy and 1 person very happy. And that's unfortunately our life in a lot of moments. This time I heard about it, that somebody spotted it. But that's not the first time. I don't know how often I showed Mo. And because his name is quite frequently, somebody pulls it up. It all depends to your own mood, to be honest, that you see these kind of things. After we lost the game, I don't think I ever did something like that, because you just are with your thoughts somewhere else. But when you won a game and you feel good, then eyes are flying and then you can see these kind of things. And you tell, in this case now, Trent, who would have done it if he'd seen it as himself. Definitely, and so that's why, no, normal, a really normal thing. And I saw the reaction, I think, of the boy. He liked it, obviously, and so that's the most important.
He made his season.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. At least his.
yeah, you've already spoken about it being a big game and players relishing it and obviously the Anfield factor. How much do you relish these occasions and the challenge as a manager of pitting your wits against
a lot, actually. That's what I enjoy most. I think I mentioned it plenty of times because everybody knows it anyway. So there are so many things that are much more important than football in life. But in around these football games, we all pull ourselves out a little bit out of this sometimes not so nice reality and dig into this game. And I really like that. That's when football is all, the most important thing for these 95, 98 minutes, whatever. I love that. And yeah, you're right. Obviously, the whole world will watch it. And I would watch it if I'm not here. So that's a big game. And I'm really looking forward to it.
In terms of the challenges that United face, a lot's been written, a lot's been said about the form of Marcus Rashford since the World Cup. As the opposing manager, what sort of problems does he pose for you in preparing for...
First of all, it's difficult, I would say pretty much impossible to be happy about something positive at Man United when you are the Liverpool manager. I'm here for 7.5 years, so it's not that I watch them and hope they win or whatever. But to be honest, I'm really happy for Rashford because he had a very difficult last year where he obviously was not performing on the level he's able to perform. And then you... this will change again, but sometimes in life you don't have enough time to change it. But here he was, and now he's playing incredible. So his speed, his technique, the mix-up of everything, how calm he is now in front of the goal. He scores worldies, he scores the simple ones, he's there, he has to put his head in, all these kind of things. So that means, again, we played obviously before against world-class offensive players, and if you try to do that in a 1-1 situation, then you will always be on the wrong end of it. So we have to defend that collectively. It's not the only decisive player, so they have pretty much like Fernandes' movements are really smart, where he shows up, where he is surprisingly all of a sudden he's there or there, and Casemiro obviously linking up all the stuff there. Whoever's playing next to Casemiro will be a good footballer, Fred Sabitzer, McTominay, whatever. Obviously, Eriksen is a miss because he played a really good season until then. And then the last line, they're all together, the defending, the man marking, the man orientated way they defend makes it really physical. And then the counter attacks and the other winger, whoever it will be, Nacho, Sancho, and up front a Dutch fella, really physical, and these guys, it's a good setup. It's obviously not a team built for the next 20 years because of the players they signed. Is now, it's for now, but now they're really good.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
And you've spoken a lot about what's achievable, the fact top four is achievable. It gives that sort of clarity to give, as you've spoken about in recent weeks, by giving everything that you have to achieve that.
First of all, I usually don't speak about them, so that's only when somebody asks me. It doesn't happen too often. It's not on, on my free will. Yeah, you're right. I said before the last game, this is a week where I would like to give the season a proper push. And with the last game and the way it went and the result, obviously we did that. And now we have to make the next steps. There's no doubt about it that it's not, nothing is done yet. But that's good. It's good for us. So yes, we have strong opponents, United, others will come. We have to go to other places and these kind of things. But we all know in football everything is possible. So we just have to make sure that we are always 100% ready and that we wanted this little bit more than the other guys. And that we use in home game moments our crowd and in the right manner and that we really go for it. And there's just so much things are possible. Nobody knows where we will end up. But as I said, I would like to squeeze everything out of the season. And that means... finish as high as you somehow can, and that. But nobody knows where it will be in a moment. So we just have to make the steps, the decisive steps, and the next one is another decisive one, and then we go from there. Because then the next game is coming up, and we go to Bournemouth, which is super important, and all these kind of things. So I'm really fine. How I said, it's much better to sit here and facing your questions when you won the last game. Absolutely, so much better. So that's my first motivation. That's why I want to win it. That we have a press conference after, and I don't have to look in your faces and answer all the average rubbish questions. So I will tell the other boys that they can make my life a little bit easier. But on top of that, obviously, we have 5 million reasons why we want to win this game. And let's give it a try. They know already. I told them all that plenty of times. Yeah. When we lose a game and I have to go outside and make 7 TV interviews, I tell them, thank you very much for that.
Jürgen, there's only 3 points at stake on Sunday. 3 points for beating United, the same as everybody else. But it could really help to bring added buoyancy to this push for the top four, couldn't it? Because of the belief that it gives to everybody involved in the club, if you get that. It could be a big boost in it.
Your question is pretty much the answer. I could, shall I repeat it? No, you are right. You are right.
You've got it from the inside, and you can see the change.
Yeah. I tell you after if we want, when we won it. I tell you after how big the push was. Well, I don't know now, but it was. It's good. It's difficult. It will be difficult. So we cannot sit here and do like we did it already. But they are good.
You had big victories.
The last few weeks, where we didn't win, were you too much interested? I know you knew about what we did, We can talk about, thank God nobody talks about the results we had against them last year, but when we lost then in the season, the first game, nobody was interested at all how we played there last year. That's how it is. So, yes, they play a better season than us so far, but thank God that means absolutely nothing for the game on Sunday. So, and we have our own targets, yes, and it would be a boost, 100%, but it would today and tomorrow and on Sunday, most important, we have to make sure that we really show that it's still incredibly difficult to play against us. Because when we played there, it looked incredibly difficult to play against them. But we have to make sure that they realize, again, it's really not a joy to face them, in this case, us.
Have you been surprised at how Erik ten Hag has so rapidly changed Manchester United ground?
I didn't think too much about it, to be honest. Surprised? Probably not. When you see go through the team, how could they not be good? You tell me now, one player where you think, whoa, what is he doing there? So they're really experienced. They have quality, and a good way of play. So and a new way to defend. I think that the difference between what they did in the last years and what they did now, what they are doing now, and defensively is a massive difference because it's probably man orientated, and then with the ball. Just quality and a good idea. Yeah, it's a good idea. Super experienced players came in, like Eriksen and Casemiro. That's like they were all over the world, especially Casemiro, everywhere successful. I think everybody knew how good a player Eriksen is. Rashford is in a form of his life. So if that's the case, and for sure influenced by Erik ten Hag as well. But when my players perform well, it's not that I feel, I did that. So Eric will know that Rashford is a real talent, and now he's there. Sancho went through a difficult spell, but it's a really good team. How could they not be successful, to be honest? But again, they have to play us. And I would like to show that that's different in a positive way for us.
Okay.
Says his full name.
United are probably the strongest they've been since you've been in job.
Do you realize that I don't want to talk about them, but that they constantly get asked about it? I know. Just sorry, Carl at the back.
They are the opposition, aren't they? They're the strongest they've been since you've been here.
Yeah, great. United is doing well. Oh. I didn't miss them. I'm not sure if they're the best. I think on the Jose they were second, weren't they? Yeah, when Jose was there, they finished the season second.
Yeah.
So that was pretty good. They won a European League that year as well. So, 17.
2017.
I still can remember it. Look, that's how impactful their success is. Now it's all okay. But what's your question? It makes the rivalry more. No.
Yeah, England's two.
Yeah. Oh, you said it now. What did you say? England's two. What?
England's two most successful clubs.
Ah, good. But I didn't have to say that. Yeah, it's all good. I can imagine. Look, it's really a little like when I saw now. And I don't read a lot, but when you see them from time to time, everything what they are doing is great, fantastic. And I can imagine how annoying that was when in the last few years when we were there and everybody was talking, Klopp is doing this and Klopp is doing that. Wow, outstanding. And bringing young players and doing this. It's really like, so, and that's now, it's completely fine. They deserve it. They deserve where they are. They won the points. They play good football like all the others as well. They're Arsenal. My God, they are flying. And having results and playing real good football. I respect that a lot. Man City is Man City playing good football and are there as well. So this is not where we are this year. But okay, we were there the last few years. So we want to go there again, 100%. But apart from that, I couldn't be lesser interested in what they are doing. I just respect what they do. Then we analyze it. If we if it doesn't take too long, I have time for an analyse meeting in a few hours, minutes. And then we go through it, and then we will try to find a way how we can cause them more problems than we did in the first game when we played them. So, and that's my only thing I'm thinking about when Man United comes up in my mind, and nothing else.
You can't. David?
Yeah, can
we
just ask about
Fabinho?
Is there a feeling he's sort of getting back to his best?
Yes. It's obvious. So when I spoke about it, it's a bit strange. When I say, you know, Fabinho's not his best, it's like, oh, he said it. Everybody could see it. So why should I not say the obvious stuff? And now everybody can see Fab is getting back. So that's exactly what we need, obviously. So we spoke a second ago about Rashford, and now, okay, it's a different position, but things like this happen. You cannot explain it, really. Just there, it happens. And now I was so happy about the last game of Fabinho. We were so happy because so many things were exactly like we need him, bringing the long foot in here and all these kind of things. It was a really good game. And that's exactly how we were used to have him. So the lighthouse, the Hoover, all these kind of things. There's a point when you take things just for granted. You lose a ball there, yeah, no problem, because there is Fabinho. And we have the ball again. So, and of course you miss these kind of things in moments when it's not there. And how can you be prepared for that? Oh, it's not cool. And you don't have 5-6s in the club or stuff like this, number 6 in the club. So that's really was really, really good. And I'm really happy for him and happy for us that he looks really like the old one again.
James, last one.
Yeah, just actually, there's a stat this week. That Liverpool have gone the longest out of any Premier League team without a penalty. It's come up to a year. It was Watford last April. Did you find that strange?
Yeah. So with all the, I'm not sure we spoke about it. I spoke to somebody else about it, but. With all the bad stats we have this year, until last week or 2 weeks ago, we still have the second most possession, second most shots on goal, second most shots in general, crosses, bam, bam, bam. We are still stats-wise really up there. So we are very often in the opposite position box. I have no clue how that can happen, but it happened. So we can't, we won the last game 2-0, but I have so many strange moments in the game. So not a penalty wise. I don't think it was a penalty or whatever. I didn't see these kind of situations back. But so many strange decisions. Wow, how is that possible? And but you just take it. And especially when you win, you don't talk about it and you don't think really about it. But not getting a penalty for that long time is funny. Yeah, but I don't think we've got particularly a lot of penalties like in my whole time since I'm here. And we had periods where we were living in the opposite box pretty much, but still not. But yeah, I cannot change that, obviously. So we will see. But it's cool that if somebody else found the stats and we didn't have to mention it. By the way, we didn't get a penalty really. So this way it's better.
Thank you so much for that. I hope you enjoyed it. If you want more Red Men in your ears, then consider signing up to redmenplus.com. You get everything that's on the website in video and, if you want it, in podcast form. From £5 a month, redmenplus.com. You get 2 free items of merchandise every single season. If you sign up as a club legend, you get 20% discount codes every single month. Exclusive discounts from our partners, as well as your name in the credits and each and every Red Men Plus show.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.